Growing up, my parents groaned if I used the excuse, "But everyone is doing it," or "Everyone is going." They made it clear that I did not belong to the club of everyone. As life comes full circle, my own children have started to use the same phrases. And I find myself quickly parroting my parents, "You're not everyone. And I expect more from you than what the group is doing." At these moments, while I'm not the most popular parent, it's clear that parenting styles haven't really changed all that much. Even when commenting on the generation of Noah within the Torah, the rabbis are not that impressed with Noah's behavior. Yes, he may have stood out from his peers. He was considered blameless, but only in comparison with those that were presently alive. In comparison to those that would come after, Noah's righteousness wasn't jumping off the charts. In fact, Rabbi Hanina in the Talmud compares Noah to a bottle of wine sitting among bottles of vinegar. His fragrance stands out. However, once removed from the bottles of vinegar, the fragrance of the bottle of wine is barely detected. While in his time Noah may prove to be a blameless figure, when compared to other major biblical figures, he rarely makes the list of model citizens. We learn from the rabbis of the Talmud to expect more. Expect more from our children and more from our leaders. Most of all, we should expect more from ourselves. While in comparison to everyone around us, we are lulled to believe our behavior is fine, even commendable. However, one day, when we leave this earth, will we be described as being average in our generation? Or someone that exceeded expectations? Someone whose righteous deeds should be emulated, not for a period in history but for all time. As parents have taught for many years, following the crowd doesn't get us very far. But choosing to strive for excellence in behavior and discipline may lead to both a better life for ourselves and the future of this world. Shabbat Shalom. Rabbi Nicole Guzik is Senior Rabbi at Sinai Temple. She can be reached at her Facebook page at Rabbi Nicole Guzik or on Instagram at Rabbi Guzik. For more writings, visit Rabbi Guzik's blog section from Sinai Temple's website.